This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It is now 7:22, and this morning we've been telling you about grand jurors in St. Louis County. From how they're selected to how long they serve, Maria Kina spoke with 21st Circuit Court Presiding Judge Bruce Hilton and St. Louis County Prosecutor Melissa Price Smith.
It's not often judges will speak, but since St. Louis County last September impaneled the second grand jury to eliminate some of the backlog of cases, we now have some insight to how it all works. Selection of grand jurors is made by two circuit judges.
Remember, it's a 9-week commitment. And they are not compensated a lot. That's a legislative thing, not a judicial thing. So it takes a huge commitment, but it is so rewarding and so refreshing to serve. And if anything can be taken away from this is if you are summoned, take that opportunity. I wish employers would say, you know, we'll pay, because it is vital and it really helps the administration of justice. And what we've seen is that cases are moving through the system a lot quicker with the addition of the second grand juror than in the past.
What determines when it's a grand jury rather than a regular petit juror?
Well, and that's where it's confusing. The prosecutor, most violent crimes basically automatically always went to the grand jury. And the reason being is because of the sensitive nature of the alleged crime and the impact it has on the victim. So if you can avoid the victim, basically, I'm stealing her thunder, avoid the victim basically rehashing the most traumatic event that happened in their lives, that they can present to the grand jury without having to testify. A petit juror is a jury that if the case goes forward to trial, they're selected to serve on that jury to determine whether or not the state can meet their burden beyond a reasonable doubt and either make the decision to acquit or to find them guilty. So same makeup, just a different pool from our community.
You had mentioned 6,000 cases. Of those, how many meet that criteria?
Well, so as the judge said, every felony that we issue goes through a probable cause hearing, either preliminary hearing or grand jury. As he said, what we would generally do is generally send mostly our most violent, most serious cases to grand jury. A victim in general always has to testify at trial because a defendant has a right to face his accuser. But we would send our serious victim cases to grand jury to limit the amount of time a victim has to rehash the worst experience of his or her life. So victims don't have to testify at grand jury. So we would send our most serious cases. Now that we have a second grand jury and we have preliminary hearing dockets that are so full, we are able to send even more cases to grand jury to get these cases moving because our second grand jury was convened in September. So it's been about 4 months, but with the holidays, it was a little bit limited. And the grand jury has already heard over 400 additional cases in just that short amount of time. So we are anticipating in the new year about 1,600 approximately more cases will be heard than were heard when we only had one grand jury.
So it doesn't have to be a high-profile case.
It doesn't have to be a high-profile case, and not all cases that go to grand jury are high-profile. A lot of our serious victim cases go to grand jury. Our murders go to grand jury. But it doesn't have to be a high-profile case. case, it's a probable cause hearing. So any felony.
So people understand. Can someone apply to be a grand juror? Say, I haven't been summoned?
Yeah, we'll have professional grand jurors. That is what was done away with in 2003. Especially in rural communities, it's difficult. No, you cannot apply.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to wait to be summoned. Right. If you're a grand juror, can you go on a petite juror after that?
As long as it wasn't related to the case that you served as a grand juror, correct.
You tell me, Judge, what you think this is going to do for as far as the caseload, because there are so many cases right now, such backlogs.
So what I've seen, and it's all about, I can sit here and say, quote, poetically, administration of justice. If we can get cases that are set for trial in a more efficient way, that serves everybody. The problem is, because of the caseload, not the judiciary, but we have to work with everybody else's calendar. And the public defender's office is overworked. They'll have cases set out for a year, and sometimes the backlog is a result of that. That's nothing that we can control as a judge. I can't force somebody to go out and try a case when they're not prepared. So that is something that I would love to fix too, but how are we going to do that? But what we've seen is, at least now with some of the changes I've made for the public defender's office, they're able to get discovery quicker. With the second grand jury, they're able to process and do depositions quicker because they're not preparing all these preliminary hearings. So I think it's benefited both the prosecutor's office, the public defender's office, the defense bar, and the judiciary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.